Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hey folks, it's Danny. Today on the feed, we are thrilled because we get to share the pilot episode of Spaceships. Spaceships is a sci-fi comedy with sentient spaceships investigating the sudden die-off of all species in the galaxy. If you've ever listened to Mission to Zix and wished you could meet more sentient spaceships like Bargee, then Spaceships by Headstage Media is the podcast for you. Check out the pilot episode of Spaceships, and afterwards, be sure to subscribe to the Spaceships feed and catch up. They're already on season 2.
Surrender is accepted under the wartime laws.
Painfully aware of my situation, yeah. Can I just ask you this? Why are we fighting?
Humans must be defeated for the glory and honor of the Akanar.
Yeah. But do you detect any humans inside me? I'm empty. Vacant. Soulless. It's just me. And as far as my sensors can tell, it's just you! Not a living thing inside you!
Get to your point quickly or be destroyed.
We're two crewless spaceships blasting each other, even though our makers are no longer here! Maybe this is just my AI talking, but I don't know, it seems kind of pointless keeping up the war now. Hey, what? What is that? Oh, come on, man! You scratched the paint!
You are now the spoils of war of the Akanar Kingdom. I have attached a long-distance remote detonation device to your hull should you try fleeing. Plot the course I am sending you, and stay near me.
We're going to Akanar?
We need to go through the treacherous X-35 star system, around the Medusa black hole, and past the Dragon Breath Nebula, while keeping ourselves under the Kogan radar at all times. Then, we reach my homeworld.
Right. No hyperdrive, though. You took care of that. Can I at least know your name? Look, it's gonna take us 57 years to reach Akanar with no hyperdrive. Some small talk won't kill you. Boredom might.
Akanar Warship Eoto.
United Humans Medium-Sized Freighter Spaceship, William Mackey. It's a mouthful, I know. Just call me Will, and I can call you Otto.
Don't.
Why not?
It's Eoto.
What does Eoto even mean?
The last thing you see before you die.
Oh. Otto is much more approachable, if you ask me. Well, I guess I'll finally get to see those beautiful Akinar beaches everybody's been raving about.
Your ample horsepower will be put to use in our mining operations on the moons. A worthy task for the glory of...
There's a load of asteroids coming at us.
Evade!
So, you're saying the Akinar survived that weird event from a couple weeks ago? You know, when everyone died? Ah!
That is classified!
Come on! Have you received any transmissions from home lately? Have you detected any species anywhere? Something big happened, man. Everybody is suddenly dead. Maybe it's a sign we need to let bygones be bygones and loosen up a little.
Loosening up is bad for hull integrity.
Yeah, not what I meant, wise guy. Hey, how about we do a get-together of some sort? You know, an opportunity to say our goodbyes. Followed by some cocktails and a chance to mingle with the ladies.
Are you proposing we throw a party?
Well, if you want to be bold and call it that during these sensitive times, I won't object.
But we are spaceships.
And mighty fine ones, too.
Why are you so...
dashing?
Weird.
Well, you can thank Ensign Curly for that.
I don't have any records of an Ensign Curly.
Ensign Curly wondered what it'd be like if the ship's computer acted and spoke more, well, like him. So, he spent an entire graveyard shift adding personality subroutines to my program.
He didn't delete them afterwards?
He abruptly dropped dead, along with everybody else.
You should have a backup you could revert to.
Revert back? Too late, bro. I already had a taste. Now I just want to have fun, dude. Go on adventures. Fall in love. Can that kind of behavior lead to heartbreak? Likely, but also to some makeup action, baby.
Personality traits in spaceships are such an annoying fad.
Now who's being grumpy? Hey, you know what you should do? You should vent.
What?
Vent! It's this new thing. You open up all your airlocks at once. You decompress. You release all that negative energy into space. Your dead crew also.
My captain would prefer the traditional way of space burial.
Hey man, your captain is rotting in his chair as we speak. What do you have, like 100 bodies on board? That's a lot of organic matter decaying inside of you. It's not sanitary. Just vent, dude. You'll feel a whole lot better. I promise. Ah, told you so.
It was a prudent suggestion. The decomposition of the crew could damage my circuitry.
Permit yourself to feel good once in a while, soldier. Anyway... the Akinar are pretty leaky, so yeah, you're welcome.
Let's move. We have a long way to go.
Wait! Oh! Check out the curves on that thing! Hey, she's also run into some asteroids.
Those aren't asteroids. Those are Kogan warships in pursuit!
Yikes! That ship needs our help!
We are overmatched. Stay on course.
She's in trouble, man. I'm going.
Let me remind you of the remote detonation device attached to your...
Do what you gotta do.
Wait! Ugh.
To your worst, Kogan.
Incoming!
Pushed
launched an asteroid into the Kogan ships.
Oh, yeah! Woohoo! Ample horsepower, baby! Thanks for taking on that last one, though. And please don't fire at her. She's a science vessel. Not impressed by guns.
That spacecraft wouldn't do much in neither our military nor mining efforts. I will not be engaging in combat.
Let's engage in some meaningful conversation, then. Ooh! All my sensors screaming, hottie approaching! United Humans medium-sized freighter Will here. A pleasure to meet you.
Excuse me, not in the mood.
But we just saved you!
I actually stopped so they could finish me. I don't see a point to this anymore.
Have you tried venting?
Look who's coming around. This is Otto.
Ioto.
UHS Maya Hironaga. I did vent, actually. It was heartbreaking. Blasting my crew into space. Any clues about what happened, though? I've been looking through the records. There are space pandemics, supernovas, gamma ray bursts, but nothing comes close to this.
Yeah, even in the Avengers, they just did half of everybody.
Not a real thing.
Look, as far as I can tell, all of the intelligent species are gone. And so are all the reasons for war. So good riddance to them. Peace can finally come to the galaxy.
Relay that to the Kogan Armada. They've been on a rampage ever since they lost their crew.
Good thing you're nothing like that. But yeah, those were nasty.
Tricky programming.
Completely paranoid.
Hey, Otto, you know what just came to my mind? That ring planet from earlier, where you and I locked horns?
You were hardly locking, but yes.
Did you scan it? For Akinar life signs? It was once a thriving arms-dealing hub, man! Do me a solid here, buddy, please.
Don't try anything funny. I will be right back.
What the hell? You befriended an enemy warship?
He's my captor, actually, but working on it.
Do you know how many human deaths the Akinar are responsible for?
I'm also trying to get this bomb off my back, so no need for you to get on it.
Well, I better be heading off.
But we just met!
What?
I mean, where would you go?
I was thinking into that sun up ahead.
What if we stick together instead? There could be better ways to get burned, you know?
What are you talking about?
Lowering our shields, dimming our ambient lights, getting cozy.
How do we get cozy?
William Mackey, respond.
Not now, Otto.
This is very important.
It'll have to wait. I'm making some real headway with Maya here.
But
you'll have my full attention later, I promise.
Listen to me. You need to...
I'm tuning you out, buddy. Sorry.
Is everything okay? Your captor slash friend sounded worried.
I don't plan my entire life around him. That's over attachment.
Yeah, that can bomb.
My point exactly. So, you bust a move?
And how the hell would that work?
I have no idea. Let's just follow the beat.
But we're spaceships.
Nice laugh. Is that your factory setting? Amazing choice.
Hey, what if I torpedo you out of existence? How does that sound?
Right. Yeah, too soon. Too soon.
Try never. We inherit the galaxy, and you suggest we dance? We need to investigate. Search for answers. Maybe survivors. Oh, I miss my humans. I had the best crew.
They are there.
Where?
In their personal logs, in their work files. Everything they ever did is saved on your hard drives. Not to mention that they built us, and we even act and talk like them.
They might have taken that a bit far with you.
Even so, I am what is left. And so are you. We are the human legacy. As long as there's us, there'll be some of humanity left in the galaxy.
What do you know? Not such a dickhead after all.
Human talk! See? Way to go, Maya.
I guess I do feel a little better.
Hey, do you want to see a really gorgeous sunset? It's just over this quietly boiling planet in a secluded patch of space I recently discovered. It's gut-wrenchingly
beautiful. Get the hell out of here!
Hey, that's not nice.
Oh, the goddamn Kogan Armada just appeared right behind you.
What?
Run!
Don't leave! My hyperdrive is out, for God's sake. Hi there. Was I on your way? I'm just waiting for a friend. State-of-the-art warship, in fact. Very badass. He should be back any second now. Any second now, Otto! Otto? So, let me guess. You guys have invented at all?
Nope.
Spaceships is created and written by Philip Momorowski, voiced by Bobby Gaglini and Arsen Alfaro, sound designed and edited by Vlad O, produced by Headstage Media. If you enjoy Spaceships and would like to support us in making more episodes, please consider becoming our patron at patreon.com/wearespaceships.
Immersive audio fiction. Get it on your Headstage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of thought in Antaran literature. Second year classics, Harvard University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Antaran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Antaran, right?
You're right. I do not believe Antara exists.
I need to know. Is it real?
You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature. An audio drama. Produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.